the story about, I think, Flint, Michigan has pretty much made it into almost every household in the country, in part because we are seeing it happen in other places. That is, jurisdictions that are worried about their water supply, whether or not ancient infrastructure has caused it to be tainted by lead or other parts of an ancient system. Well, there's an interesting development along these lines because the headline in Philly.com is Delaware Riverkeeper Van Rossum uses the law. Our next guest, Maya Van Rossum, who is the leader of the Delaware Riverkeeper Network, would like to see an attachment to the Constitution in the state of Michigan. That would be an amendment which would guarantee environmental protection for the people of that state. The Twitter handle is at Del Riverkeeper. Maya, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, so how does Delaware River get involved in Michigan?
Well, in the Delaware River watershed, we had a battle a number of years ago that had to do with shale gas extraction. And advancing a constitutional provision in the state constitution that protects the people's right to pure water, clean air, and a healthy environment. And we actually beat back a very bad piece of legislation that would have allowed drilling and fracking to happen in every part of every community in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania under this state law. And we battled it back largely because of this constitutional provision. After that big success, I looked at constitutional provisions across the state, including in Michigan most recently with regards to Flint, and found that the majority of states have little to no protection at the constitutional level for our environmental rights. So it means your right to freedom of religion, freedom of speech, the right to bear arms is better protected than your right to a healthy glass of water and a healthy breath of fresh air.
Now, give me the timeline. You said you got this taken care of in Delaware. Pennsylvania and Montana, my understanding, also have this kind of a constitutional guarantee.
Actually, Montana has a good provision. The state of Delaware has no provision. Delaware is among 15 states that have no constitutional provision with regards to environmental rights whatsoever. Other than Montana and Pennsylvania, the other 33 states have varying levels of discussion in their constitutional provisions, but don't protect it at the highest level like we have in Pennsylvania, where your right to pure water, clean air, and a healthy environment is protected as well as strongly as the other political protections we've all heard about our entire lives, like the right to freedom of speech. And the other rights I mentioned.
How would that right differ? Because obviously if it's state guaranteed as opposed to a federal guarantee under the Bill of Rights, how would it differ in these states? And exactly under which is there a federal adjunct to this, and under which federal, say, Bill of Rights or any of the rights guaranteed by the Constitution would this exist in these states?
So we don't have a federal constitutional provision, and our ultimate goal at the Delaware Riverkeeper Network as part of an initiative we called For the Generations, which is about this constitutional level protection for our environment. Ultimately, we would like to see something at the federal level, but we feel that going state by state right now is more obtainable and will get people better protections sooner. So we're hoping to inspire state efforts across the nation to get protection for environmental rights in the Bill of Rights of their state constitutions, to give it that highest level of protection. And perhaps by advancing these initiatives state by state by state, we get a great synergy that ultimately results in federal protection as well. But what it would mean is in the states that have this highest constitutional protection for the environment, communities would be able to better protect their right to pure water, clean air, and a healthy environment. And so, as in Flint, Michigan, where they have a constitutional provision, but it's relatively weak, it doesn't protect environmental rights on par with those other political rights, if you had this highest level of protection, you might have a constitutional challenge in that state for what has happened to the poor people as a result of drinking water contamination.
Once again, Maya Van Rossum is with us, leader of Delaware Riverkeeper Network, discussing a constitutional amendment in states to provide for a guaranteed a constitutional right to clean water and to things along those lines. What has been the objection? You have been making this case in these states, as you've said, Maya. What is the typical objection to adding this to a constitution, or is it different from state to state?
Yeah, well, it really does differ to state from state to state. Interestingly enough, in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, this very powerful provision that we secure or that was secured was actually secured in 1971 as the result of people seeing the high level of damage that happens to their lives, not just ecologically, but economically and in terms of their health. It was passed in response to, you know, seeing what environmental degradation does to people. And the constitutional provision was proposed in 1971. It was passed unanimously by both houses of the Pennsylvania State Legislature. It was passed overwhelmingly when it went before the people by a vote of 4-1. And then it was placed into Pennsylvania's constitution. But very quickly, it got dismissed as simply a statement of public policy, and it wasn't given the substantive force and effect that the other constitutional provisions in the Bill of Rights were given. And that was the situation for about 42 years. But when this horrible piece of legislation advancing drilling and fracking across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania was put into place, the Delaware Riverkeeper Network, me and my role as the Delaware Riverkeeper, and seven towns got together and challenged it with that constitutional provision being one of the bases of the challenge. And we got a very powerful decision out of a conservative Supreme Court, a decision written by the Chief Justice, which himself was quite conservative, but really talked about the power and importance of protecting our environmental rights as inherent and indefeasible rights that belong not just to the generations who are here today, but the generations yet to come. We feel like, frankly, all states in the nation are in a position that Pennsylvania was in 1971, where people are really suffering as the result of environmental degradation and really want to see this highest level of protection for their environment and are looking for a way to accomplish that. And we believe advancing constitutional provisions is a way to proactively, positively give people a way to better protect their environment.
So I'm sorry. I wanted to clarify something, because in Pennsylvania, for example, fracking continues, and I wonder, though, does that say that the provision you're talking about in the Pennsylvania Constitution does not have the power that you suggest, or does it suggest that fracking is environmentally safe?
Fracking is absolutely not environmentally safe. It's devastating people's lives in every community where it's happening. The reason why the constitutional provision has not done more in the context of drilling, fracking, and even other environmental contamination is because for those 42 years, it languished, being treated by judges and by legislators as a pure statement of policy. We only got this significant decision that made very clear that the Article 1, Section 27 of Pennsylvania's Constitution had the same substantive force and effect of all the other constitutional provisions in the Bill of Rights. We only got that decision at the end of 2013. So it's relatively new. We are now...
But fracking has not been stopped since then, right?
No, it hasn't, because just like every other constitutional provision, it takes the courts to help flesh out what it actually means. So we have a series of cases in the courts right now that are continuing to build upon that powerful December 2013 decision that are making significant advancements about what it means to have a right to pure water, clean air, and a healthy environment.
We will continue to follow that along. Maya, thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you so much.
Maya Van Rossum is the leader of the Delaware Riverkeeper Network, again talking about constitutional amendments to state constitutions, which would provide for a guaranteed safe environment, and all that means clean water, et cetera, although state and federal constitutional rights, I'm not a lawyer, but they are a little bit different. But it is an interesting thing to watch and to see if Pennsylvania is indeed a test case on that. We will watch and see. Maya, by the way, you can check on the Twitter handle at Del River Keeper, at D-E-L River Keeper.